Friend me a message most noble. A mere 17,000 years ago, in Lescaux and a thousand other places, folks were tweeting and text messaging and friending and linking and graffitiing to their little heart's content, only they didn't call it the same thing back then. Here at the Museum of Fond Memories at Reed Books, I can't help being reminded of this fact constantly. Each time I pick up an artifact and examine it for its internally sealed private history, I have the tingly feeling that this long-lived object is a time capsule, and that it is my responsibility to translate and forward its contents for you, my patron and customer, for you, my heir. For instance, from the hundreds of old letters and postcards that reside in the shop, I pick up one item at random, and within that item, I could spend a day lost in translation. It's a 100-year-old love letter. There's a mustard stain on the second page. What could we learn of old-time mustard processing were we to have it analyzed? There's a pressed four-leaf clover for luck, a tiny, carefully selected gift to the recipient of the letter. There is legible and concise handwriting. When did school stop teaching the art of clear, loving, and personal penmanship? There is correct spelling and sentence structure. I still spell out every word in my tweets and textings. There is florid letterhead with tiny angels cavorting. Talk about uploading images. There is news of births and deaths and illnesses and accomplishments, all described fully and with competent involvement and emotion. No LOLs, only true and passionate opinions and thoughts. And there is evidence of time spent in considering what the message would include, carefully omitting sentiments and whinings that would only irritate the recipient. And there was time to reconsider what the letter would contain, since the ritual of folding, inserting, licking of envelope and stamp, sealing and addressing would provide a meditative break, time to change or make it better, the message better, before it was posted. And perhaps, most importantly, the letter writer knew full well that the contents of the envelope would serve as a permanent record, would be reopened and reread for messages hidden or implied, would be shared with others, would be placed with dozens of other letters in a lavender box or bulging scrapbook to be revisited down the generations, would be a picture of that moment for all time, just as the Lescaux cave walls are still probed and enjoyed a mere 17,000 years later.